Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Part 3. The Quota System and the Waiting Game. Continued. In the previous installment, we sought to understand how the quota system works in Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore. Today, we learn about the implementation of this system in countries such as the Philippines, China, Brunei Darussalam, Thailand, and Cambodia. In the Philippines, a country comprising more than 7,000 islands, the Philippines fulfills its quota of sending 8,000 Hujjaj every year. The Philippine pilgrimage operation is being handled annually by the National Commission on Muslim Filipinos, NCMF. Regionally, Hujjaj from the Philippines are usually referred to as Pinoy pilgrims. Pinoy is an informal term referring to the Filipino people in the Philippines and overseas Filipinos around the world. Filipinos usually refer to themselves as Pinoy, or sometimes the feminine or feminine form, Pinay. In China, more than 14,000 aspiring Hujjaj have been accredited for the journey of a lifetime. The organization of this year's Hajj pilgrimage from China is being undertaken by both the central government and local governments in cooperation with private travel agencies. Close to 100 flights to and from Jeddah, including charter flights from North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region carrying more than 300 passengers, will ensure that Chinese Muslims are able to fulfill Islam's fifth pillar. Brunei Darussalam. With the Saudi Arabian government having imposed a quota of 1,000 pilgrims per million inhabitants for each of the countries, the tiny nation on the island of Borneo, Brunei, was granted an official quota of 400 Hujjaj. With a population of around 400,000 citizens, this then constitutes 0.1% of the population. The Minister of Religious Affairs also advised pilgrims this year who could not travel to Mecca to be patient and reiterated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with those who are patient. Furthermore, he advised intending pilgrims to pay attention to the practical causes to obtain Hajj Mabrur. More of which will be explored in future installments of the series, insha'Allah. In Thailand, here, Muslims are the second largest religious group after Buddhists, with 8,000 aspiring Hujjaj travelling for the pilgrimage. The national carrier transports the majority of pilgrims from either Songkhla, Phuket, Pattani in the deep south. The air routes include arrival in either Madinatul Munawwara or Jeddah. The majority of the Thai Hujjaj are from Pattani, Yala and Narathiwat. It was recently announced that entrepreneurs behind newborn Fatuni Airlines plan to make it a little easier for southern pilgrims to undertake the Hajj and offer them Muslim-friendly halal in-flight services. What with the ever-increasing number of Thais keen on performing Hajj and Umrah each year, this new venture is news eagerly welcomed by locals. In Cambodia, more than 1,000 Cambodians are blessed to have been performing the Hajj last year and this year. Cambodian Muslims who want to complete the Hajj have two options. Apply for sponsorship or pay for the trip. Usually as part of a package tour lasting 40 days and costing upwards of $3,000 per person. Saudi Arabia, one of the Arab states that exerts a strong influence on Cambodia's 500,000 strong Cham Muslim community, funds some 40 Hajjis each year. Not only are the air tickets paid for, but the government issues free passports. In 2014, a total of 740 Cambodian Muslims who applied for special Hajj visas had their applications granted. Some Cambodians have had their Hajj trips sponsored by the rulers of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Qatar. News reports in recent years have been consistent in reporting that Cambodia is one of the few and rare cases of the Hajj quota system being relaxed due to the minority Muslim population. Join us next week to discover how Southeast Asian Muslims save for the Hajj. يسيرون من أقطارها وفجاجها.